Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, banned public celebrations this week to commemorate independence from Soviet rule, citing a heightened threat of Russian attack in a war the United Nations said on Monday has killed more than 5,600 civilians, including many children, near front lines in the south of the country. Ukraine said Russia fired rockets into several towns north and west of Europe's largest nuclear power plant, captured by Russian forces shortly after they invaded Ukraine in February. Artillery and rocket fire in the region of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear reactor complex on the south bank of the Dnipro River has stirred fears of a nuclear disaster and led to calls for the surrounding area to be demilitarized. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over the weekend Moscow could try something particularly ugly in the run-up to Wednesday's 31st independence anniversary. Police in Pakistan filed terrorism charges against former Prime Minister Imran Khan. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Hundreds of supporters gathered Monday outside former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's home after terrorism charges were announced against Khan. The charges were filed following a speech by Khan in Islamabad on Saturday. In the speech, Khan vowed to sue police officers and a female judge while alleging that a close aide had been tortured after being arrested. Police have been prevented from arresting Khan by a protective bail issued by a court in Islamabad that is in effect for 3 days, according to a senior official in Khan's Tehreek-e-Insaf opposition party. Khan could face several years in prison if convicted. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters have marched through Haiti's capital and other major cities, blocking roads and shutting down businesses to demand that Prime Minister Ariel Henry step down and call for a better quality of life. Demonstrators are saying things in Haiti have gotten out of control. Violence and kidnappings in Port-au-Prince and nearby areas have surged in recent months, with warring gangs killing hundreds of civilians as they grow more powerful. Poverty has also deepened and inflation has reached 29%. Pfizer is asking U.S. health regulators to authorize an updated COVID-19 vaccine booster. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FDA has told vaccine makers to update their shots to target the super contagious Omicron variants. Pfizer shots for those 12 and older could start in weeks with quick approval, and Moderna is expected to seek the okay soon for its updated adult boosters. The vaccines currently being given still offer strong protection against severe disease and death, but they target the virus strain that spread in early 2020 and no longer protect nearly as well against infection. The new combo doses are essentially a second-generation vaccine. The White House says it'll be key for people to get the new shots this fall and winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The new Webb Space Telescope is showing Jupiter's auroras and tiny moons, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Photos released by NASA and taken last month show Jupiter's northern and southern lights and swirling polar haze. There were a lot of images that stood out, including Jupiter's Great Red Spot, a storm big enough to swallow Earth. A wide-field picture shows the faint rings around Jupiter, as well as two tiny moons against a glittering background of galaxies. Planetary astronomer Imka DePatter at the University of California, Berkeley, who helped lead the observations, says to be honest, they didn't expect the images to be this good. The research team says the infrared images from 1 million miles away were artificially colored in blue, white, green, yellow, and orange to make the features stand out. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, banned public celebrations this week to commemorate independence from Soviet rule, citing a heightened threat of Russian attack in a war the United Nations said on Monday has killed more than 5,600 civilians, including many children. Near front lines in the south of the country, Ukraine said Russia fired rockets into several towns north and west of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.